producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, friends, just gauging with you on GCN. Thank you for putting us at the number one slot. We appreciate that. The reason I tell you that is because I want you to understand that what you are doing is making a difference, because it shows us who are willing to get in and how many are willing to get in the fight. Because, friends, as I always say, I cannot do this, but we can do this as one nation under God. So, again, we appreciate your listenership very much. I also wanted to let you know, too, if you'd like us to come into your backyard, be a part of what you're doing, please let us know. We're about 3 months out, so the sooner the better, as usual. And as always, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And might I ask, friends, and those that have been listening to me for 15 years now, for 12 to 13 years, we were on Salem Communication in Washington, D.C., and Chicago. We were across the boards, but namely out of Minneapolis more so. And I don't ask for support, but friends, I want to lay to your candor and ask you if you'd consider supporting this ministry. The ministry that you're listening to right now, we have probably the smallest numbers in the body of Christ. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church actually go to the young people. And friends, let me remind you that if we win the young people, we can win the future. And that's where our battle is at. It's not forgetting the old, because friends, we're listening. We have old people listening. As a matter of fact, when we do tea parties, I'm telling you what, those folks love us more than anybody, because we're giving that old time message in a new way. And again, we know that because the God that we serve is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He changes not. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. So he is fresh and new as usual on a daily basis. So we are bringing back to the people, go back to the old path. So do consider supporting this ministry. I ask you in all sincerity, please do consider supporting this ministry. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to donate on either one of those sites or give us a call. Even if you're calling in to talk to us on the radio show, you can donate that way as well. Please let the individual answering the phone know that you'd like to support the ministry. We appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I'm going to skip over the top of the Matrix of Liberty, because on my last article, I just did a video called The Clear and Present Danger, and it was speaking and exposing corrupt judges, Article 3, Section 1, and how they are to sit during good behavior. If they step outside of their scope of authority concerning good behavior, you are to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and that is the strength of the people right there. And without further ado, just let me clarify this point real quick. Keep in mind what none other than Albert Einstein said. The strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. If every single citizen feels duty-bound to do his share in the defense, he said, the constitutional rights will secure. So the strength of the Constitution lies within the people to enforce the enumerated laws. Simply put. Cool. So we're going to jump over the top of that. Check out the article, Clear and Present Danger, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And let's get back to the presentation here. President Harry Truman said this. This is where, making reference to quotes, landmarks, inscriptions, going back to our foundations concerning this country, which is the branch of David, just talked to our forefathers about that, of righteousness through judgment, Isaiah 51, which again is the inscription enlightening the world, Isaiah 51:4, I'm adding, but that's where it came from, right under Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty. Now, going back, this is where you shut the mouths of the gainsayers, the likes of those anti-Christian organizations, the SPLC, the ACLU, so on and so forth, these communist organizations. This is where you shut their mouth, because going back to President Harry Truman, because, again, friends, facts are stubborn things, okay? And we don't have to defend that truth. We, like lions, just let the truth go because it will defend itself. And I want to say those who mean to squelch our freedoms in the truth, truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it always does, because, again, friends, giving you a word of encouragement here, the seed of the righteous is forever. We will always be. We will always be. No one can take that away. We are our Father's business, and it's not a good place to go if you mean to harass any of his children. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense those that trouble the righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. Amen. The fundamental basis, said President Harry Truman, the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. Okay? Through the Decalogue, the five books of the law, the Torah. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think that we emphasize that enough these days, said President Harry Truman. Which, of course, aligns itself with the fact that everybody that serves we the people put their hand on the Bible and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both friend, both here, domestically and foreign. So help me God. President Harry Truman said, but if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government through the likes of an effeminate man named Barack Hussein Obama. I'm adding, of course, which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the states. Guess what, friends? I'm not asking corruption in government if I can live out my rights that God has bestowed me. No. They work for me. I do not work for them. And as long as I'm obeying from the heart that form of doctrine that's been given unto me, I'm a liberated man to live out the rights that God has bestowed unto me. And I don't need the permission from corruption from the state. But again, a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. That's why they're spending so much time indoctrinating people. Excuse me, and lying to the people. But it's not through the school system, it's through the media. You're being lied to 24/7. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I was doing a radio program here in Minneapolis. Hotshot WCCO wanted to pull me out because I did a prayer at the Capitol. If you'd like to see that, go to the store at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We weren't asking for permission to obey God. I made reference to Jesus at the end of my prayer. Some people didn't like that, but I'm not in the business of denying the Son of the Most High God. And he asked me a question, and I said, well, let me tell you something here, Chad. Your opinion doesn't matter any more than my opinion matters, because we're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law, that which liberates. And I said, the problem that we're having in this country is that in the school system, they've divided that because they want to divide and conquer, and they want to divide the people one against another. We used to be rooted in the same principles. And we have that no more. But America, we can have that back if we're willing to fight for it, right?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. A general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. All this because of the tolerance of one criminal to the core in the White House who said he was going to fundamentally transform America, and the American people have allowed him to do it. Folks, all the while knowing who you are and where you came from. How does the people in the 318 million justify an effeminate homosexual president, criminal, foreigner, to do the things that he's done and get away with it? And you can look to everyone in your Congress and in your Senate as well, because them compromised men and women, gave him a free hand to do just that. But again, it goes back to the people that have tolerated it in the first place. Read Article 2, Section 4 once again, please. It's important. You know, when I'm doing high school, friends, or colleges, do you know that a majority, matter of fact, I got to say this because I just told someone this the other day. You want to meet some stupid people? And by the way, stupid is not only derogatory. They bring it unto themselves, folks. Okay? But the word stupid means dull and insensible. If you want to meet some ignorant, stupid people, go into a college, a secular college today. It's not just the secular colleges, forgive me. It's the professed Christian colleges as well. We have secular colleges in this country because the Christians, for the most part, have failed to be the moral compass of society. That is a fact. When I talk to these young people in colleges, these stupid individuals on purpose that are indoctrinated by their communist professors, these burnt hippies that call themselves professors that are still high on PCP, influencing the next generation. And just think about these stupid young people even pay their professors to indoctrinate them. But now this is what's interesting. And by the way, that's all out of experience. I really want you to understand, I'm not being sarcastic. They're stupid people. I'll ask these young people, are we a democracy? When I get one wise guy to start kicking up against me, hey, dude, I just got a real quick question for you. Just please tell me this. What form of government have we been given? Are we a democracy or a republic? Well, we're a democracy. And then I'll say to him, as he steps in it, can you say the Pledge of Allegiance to for me, please, in front of the class? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I don't agree with that, though. I want you to know, he says. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, because that's corporatism, you know, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation. Wait a second, dude. What did you just say? And to the republic for which it stands, one. Wait, I say, you just said a republic, but you said that we were a democracy. Okay, now if he is to the point where I see a little penitence, I'll show him some kindness. But if he willfully stands there and wants to be obstinate towards me, I'm going to give it to him again. I'm just going to keep dropping it on him. No, I say the Pledge of Allegiance goes as follows, my friend. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, for which it stands, not moves as a democracy, one nation, not 15 different nations, under God, not under the government, which is established through the righteous, one nation under God, indivisible, that means undividable, with liberty to those that abide by the laws of our constitutional republic, and justice for all who love her, might I add. Because those that love this country will not tolerate crime in this country. But if you're an uneducated clown, this is how you'd say the Pledge of Allegiance. For those that believe that we were a democracy, folks, I hear it all the time. Our democracy. No, we are not a democracy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want, hello, and to the democracy for which it falls, hello, one nation under a dictatorship, hello, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. That's exactly right. This is what you're seeing today. You know, who is the last president to acknowledge the fact that we are a constitutional republic? I'm not a big fan of his neither, by the way. Ronald Reagan. Every president since has continuously inundated the American people with the fact that we're a democracy. What constitution are they reading? And furthermore, America, just to show you how stupid America has become, they tolerate a president that says he's a constitutional scholar that continuously refers back to the foundations of this country as a democratic or democracy. Hey, folks, going back to the founders of the Constitution, Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights, he said that a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Hello? As a democracy, what is this criminal in the White House doing today, friends? He's appealing to everybody that wants their rights, namely the immoral. Guess what, friends? They don't have rights because God didn't give them the right to violate his law. Man, it's amazing. I don't get the bloggers attacking me on that one because they know it's true. God didn't give them a right to violate his law. If you look at state statute, you look at law in the United States of America, the things that are tolerated from the American people today are antithetical or in direct contrast with moral law in this country. It's illegal in this country. You can't kill babies. That's unlawful. It's illegal. Thou shalt not kill, God said. Homosexuals? Hey, folks, not gay marriage, not homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. The act of sodomy is an abomination in the sight of God. Yes, I said it. And if you look at state statute, you'll find out that it's a felony in every state in this country. Folks, that's just sodomy. We're not talking about going three steps ahead of the game. I mean, that's crazy. But as long as you're a democracy, I guess, well, you know, those people have to have their rights too. God didn't give them. And if you want real liberty, you better understand one thing. There's a difference between grace and licentiousness. Grace is the power to restrain from doing the wrong thing. Yes, it's unmerited favor. But do understand that grace is an empowerment to overcome. Remember the woman in John 8 that was busted in adultery? And she was penitent? And what did the Lord say to her? At the very end of the little kerfuffle that took place right then and there. He said to her, through real grace, go and sin no more. That's grace. That's real grace. To the penitent, though, friends, to those that have repented, Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51:17. Okay? But if you believed again that we were a democracy, understand that the known propensity of a democracy is licentiousness, excessive license to do whatever you want to do, which the ambitious call and the ignorant believe to be liberty, said Fisher Ames. Right on. Right on. James Madison, the fourth president, known as the father of our Constitution, he said that democracy is the most vile form of government. But over and over and over again, you hear from your representatives talk about our democracy. They want you to believe it's a democracy. Folks, if you go any further than that, guess what? They get lost. You making reference to constitutional law, they're lost. We had a friend out in Maryland who's a representative, went out on the federal floor in Washington, D.C. He was making reference to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. The court recorder on his way out asked him the question, where did you get those references from? Why are you in trouble, America? Because, America, you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security of personal rights or property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths. America, if you accept the fact that we are a democracy, you do need to understand right now that you are nationally committing suicide. And that's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. John Adams, the second president, said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts itself, and then it murders itself. That's exactly what's happening today. See, a democracy is what the people want. You know, we want our rights. We want our right to kill our kids. We want our right to marry another man, and a woman wants to marry another woman. Now we're hearing from the homosexuals, they want to go ahead and commit the act of pedophilia, and it's okay. They want their rights, friends. I was sharing yesterday on the radio show talking about the judgments of God and the charges from heaven towards the people of Judea that would not listen to Jeremiah. Therefore, because they didn't listen, there was a book of Lamentations that was written. In all America, you're going to have a long book of Lamentations as well, America, for those that don't take heed. You do need to understand that you're going to go down as the history of the greatest fools in the history of America, the history of mankind. Because what you have, very few of other ever had, friends, ever. Now, as a republic, you are based off of principle and law. Again, let me go back to Thomas Jefferson. He said, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule, hello, where 51% of the people may take away the rights that God has bestowed upon them from the other 49. You guys all remember when President Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, the guy with 40 different social security numbers, came back from Europe. He was calling for a new world order. And he was a senator at that time. He came back to America and he said to the American people, he just got off a 57-state tour. Oh, I got to turn some lights on. I'm going to turn them up a little bit higher right after this.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Boy, folks, that was an hour and a half already. We got a half hour left. 1-866-582-9933. Again, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but there's someone out there thinking about me right now. Now, just hold this thought. Before Barack Hussein Obama, folks, after 142 days of serving in Senate in Chicago, Illinois, mysteriously Barack Hussein Obama becomes the President of the United States of America. But what you did not know is he was over in Europe calling for a new world order just like the Bushes were. Matter of fact, you can go online and see it. I always want you to cross-check me. Check out the video with George Bush Sr. calling for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. In other words, right in the face of the American people. The American people didn't know what it was. Well, they're through the UN in World War II. They failed through World War I. They tried to bring about a League of Nations through Woodrow Wilson. That failed. So through World War II, they actually contrived the New World Order. And what would that be established around? Well, it came out of none other than the United Nations. That's what they're trying to use, friends, to establish a New World Order. That's why they're trying to give power over to the United Nations. And you need to be careful of it. And you need to pay attention to it. This is not a game. It's right in front of your face. But in saying that, going back, Barack Hussein Obama comes back over from over in Europe calling for a new world order. He told the American people before he became the President of the United States of America that he just got off a 57-state tour. Okay? Now listen carefully. I'm going to take this call in just a minute. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, all 57 states, friends, a Republican form of government. See, because I'm so thankful for what our veterans fought, bled, and died, magnifying, right? right? Psalm 40, right, friends? Hebrews 10, Jesus came to magnify the law that the professed church in America is tearing down through their antinomianism. Bunch of anarchist friends, right? That's what our military is doing, is establishing law. And I'm talking about lawfully, friends, not unconstitutionally, therefore unlawfully, as what you're seeing in the last 40 and 50 years through your government establishing unconstitutional wars by policing the world. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But again, that falls to the people for allowing them to send our daughters and our sons to bleed and die on foreign battlefields unconstitutionally. It's not for the American government to police the world, friends. Just saying. Just wanted to say that. But now, notice again, Article 4, Section 4, because I'm so thankful for what our veterans did, I actually read the founding documents which they swear to uphold. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, all 57 states, said Barack Hussein Obama. Friends, here it is. We have 50 states in our union, not 57. And most people just laughed it off. We got a call coming in from Wyoming. Tim, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say thank you for, the compliment you gave me a couple days ago. That you mentioned that I was actually, you said, Tim, you should get your own radio show, and actually I've been working on that. So
I remember, yeah.
Called me the long-winded brother from another mother, and I thought that was funny. So
if you send me a picture, Tim. Hey, Tim, if you sent me a picture, maybe I can give you some more compliments. Who knows?
No,
you never know.
I have a face that's made for radio, as they say.
Gotcha.
I'm not quite that ugly. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for that, and I appreciate your show and your candor. It's necessary that people pay attention to the founding documents at the very least, and how the founding documents are being stomped and essentially thrown into the wood chipper, and then the crumbs are being burned afterwards. So.
Yep.
We need to make sure that doesn't happen anymore. So, okay, I'm going to get off the air and let you go on. And thanks a lot. Have a great show, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Tim. Thank you, my friend. Folks, let's get back to this. Again, thank you from Wyoming, our friend Tim. And interestingly enough, I want people, because, sometimes people say, Bradley, why do you bring up these certain points over and over again? Because the state-controlled narrative is to beat you down by magnifying the crimes. I want to give you knowledge so you can grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I want you to preserve for your posterity what our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us. What are you talking about? Well, I magnify the law. I give you a knowledge of the law so you can deal with the crime, so no longer are you dealing with the magnification of the crime, but now rather you're magnifying the law against crime and sending the message that you're not going to tolerate the crime. And when you send that message, justice is the guardian of liberty, guess what? Those that commit crime in your government and in your church are no longer going to do it, because they're going to realize then and there that the American people are not going to tolerate it anymore. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies, because, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. Amen. We understand the throne of God. Clouds and darkness are round about you. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of your throne. A fire goes before you and burns up your enemies round about you. Amen. 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 You that love the Lord, hate evil and love righteousness. There is no gray area. Some people say, well, Bradley, you're always kicking this off. What about you? What about you? What about you? First and foremost, I am not the standard. Jesus Christ is. Number two, nobody beats up on this boy more than I do. You don't have to bring me a hammer. Lord, perfect that which concerneth me. I am convicted by the Holy Ghost for the littlest things. Believe me. I am being corrected all the time, and I am thankful for it, because I understand that that is the hand of God. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. Because Jesus in the New Testament, I was speaking of Psalm 119, but Jesus said in Matthew 7, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He didn't say it was wide and broad and easy. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Folks, if I'm not getting in the door through the sacrifice of Christ or going to the throne of grace in the time of need, folks, there's something wrong with me. Martin Luther said that he feared his own heart more than he did the Pope's. I'm being a faithful witness that delivers souls by making reference to the lawgiver, to a merciful God who sent his son Jesus to die for the sins of mankind. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's exactly what's happening here. My message always points back to the crucified one, who's evidently set forth and crucified before mine eyes. And rest assured, those that preach it are going to live it. I'm crucified to the world, and the world's crucified to me. Rest assured, if you're going to preach it, you're going to be tried by it. And my testimony, friends, is not blaring out there and boasting to you as to how bad I was, but to how good he is to save a sinner like me. And by the way, that's exactly what Paul said in the book of Timothy, who is the least of the apostles. Guy came out in the, after a message from John Bunyan, second to the Bible worldwide. He wrote a book called Pilgrim's Progress. He came out and started boasting to John Bunyan on his message and how great he was and how awesome that message was. And John Bunyan, in his spiritual wisdom, turned and looked at the man and said, "Yes, Satan already told me that." Hey, friends, I'm not that stupid. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. I want you to understand that there's a cliff in front of you. And I'm standing in front of you saying, no, stop, turn around, go the other way. That's all I'm doing. I can do nothing but preach the word. So before anybody wants to shoot the messenger, do understand I'm a sinner saved by grace. And I also want you to understand that I am not making excuses for my lifestyle. I'm asking the Lord to perfect my lifestyle by the power of the Holy Ghost by giving me more grace to keep his commandments even better. Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Just so everybody understands. I had some guy a couple weeks ago email me. He said, "I believe you got a call of God in your life, but you're cocky and you're arrogant." No, I know in whom I have believed. Am I supposed to fall to your standard because you don't like the fact that I am unified with the Christ, therefore I've departed from sin? Of course that's what they want. That's why they killed the apostles and the prophets, friends. What are you, better than us? You know, remember when David went out to the field to take care of Goliath because the professed church was standing there, the people of God were standing there and allowing him to defy the armies of the living God? It was his brother, David's brother, that said to him, "We know your pride." Yeah, well, let me return that. We know your stupidity and your lack of spiritual understanding. Folks, let's get back to this message. That was a bunny trail. That was a free one, friends. You know, people need to understand this information liberates people. And that's our job as preachers of the gospel. The good news to those that understand what the bad news is, and they've turned away because they've repented before God, where he removes the curse because he became a curse for us upon the cross, right? This liberates men, this knowledge. But you have to move on the information given unto you because that's where your hope lies in Christ. That's why it's not tedious for me to tell you some things over and over again, because you hear the same things day after day through the state-controlled media. I'm putting it into perspective for you to combat their garbage. And I'm sorry to say that it's coming from the conservatives. And they're preaching the wrong kind of fear, friends. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to explain this next point. I might have to. Folks, I've gotten not even into a quarter of my message. So what we're probably going to end up doing is I'll probably take part two next week. And then I'm sure I'm going to have a part three. So we'll hold over. But this is the information that we're giving to people. in the public arena, like it or not, which exposes the enemy. Folks, as the enemy is exposed, do deal with the enemy's friends and establish righteousness through judgment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, you know what, friends? Listen carefully. I have a novel idea. How about we quit magnifying the crimes of the enemy? We hear this all day long. Some of the number one radio shows out there, folks, that's all they do is magnify the crimes of them in government. And they make millions of dollars off the stupidity of the people. How about we magnify God's moral law to bring repentance to a disobedient nation? Sounds like a good idea. Because once the righteous in this country, at least those that call themselves the righteous, have truly repented, guess what? It's all over for them that haven't. I think that's a pretty good idea. And that sounds like a good idea to you? That is a great idea. Let's put it into perspective, yeah?
We have all the good ideas around here, I think.
I mean, everybody's talking about how corrupt the government is and how crime continuously prevails. Well, it prevails because evil men do nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. It was said by Edmund Burke that good men do nothing. No, they're not good. They're just as evil as the evil that they tolerate.
That's exactly right.
Hey, I wanted to say this. Sam, will you jump on the radio with us? We have a producer here, friends, for those that are new to the Sons of Liberty, who is 12 years old. He's the youngest producer in the United States of America. And I just wanted to say, happy birthday to Sam.
Yes, Sam had his birthday on Thursday of this week.
And then he's going to have another one today, and then he's having one right now on the radio.
That's right. You know what? There's a lot to celebrate, so we can celebrate three times.
Yes, so happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Thank you.
I would sing for you, but if I did that, we'd probably drop ratings real quick.
We'd lose.
I'm a drummer, not a singer.
Don't do it, please.
Now, why do you jump on that bandwagon? That's not cool.
Well, I mean, it is true that you are a drummer. You are not a singer.
I'm the only guy that praises God. And with a smile on his face, the Lord says he's doing it again.
Like, Bradley, please, can you just go back to praying?
Please
just
that
pray.
Door.
Just don't sing.
I'm being facetious, but I really do wonder if that's what the Lord thinks when I start to sing to him. It's like, oh, my goodness gracious. But when the Holy Ghost is on, he perfects.
Right.
It's like the little boy that plays the piano and he can't play to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden the Holy Ghost comes behind me and then all of a sudden we start playing beautifully.
You know, it probably is just totally beautiful music to the Lord's ears.
I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I speak as a man. I'm trying to be a little humorous here, but I don't want to demean anything in the spiritual realm in any sense of the word. But I really do wonder about that because that's how bad it is when I sing. I
mean, but you drum excellently.
The flies leave the room.
You know, the Bible does talk about playing skillfully with a loud noise, and you've got that one down pat. So you drum excellently.
Okay, let me make a couple more points, and I got to hand it over to Stephanie. We've got 8 minutes left on this segment, okay? So when I get to the 55 point, you've got to say, it's my turn.
I'll give you that.
Folks, this is important for people to understand. This is very liberating what I'm going to say next. We've been taught that when the Democrats are in power, they can do whatever they want to do. We've been taught that when the Republicans are in power, they can do whatever they want to do. No, like Dr. Benjamin Rush, said when he was asked, are you an aristocrat or a Democrat? He said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. That's right. The government is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. Read the book of Isaiah, friends. It's there. We know the governor of all nations is our Father. He's the creator of all things. Right? I want you to understand that John Adams warned the American people what would happen if we took on the parties that divided one against another between the left and the right as you now know them. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader in converting measures in opposition to each other. He warned us not to accept that a long time ago. Why have we accepted that? I seen a guy at the RNC, he was a radio show host here in Minneapolis, and I'll tell you what, 15 years ago, I'd have beat him up pretty good. I just really don't like this man, and he thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. And not too many people can get me that way, but he really did, because what he's saying to the people is he's spreading lies. And I remember I sat down with him, and he said some unkind things about me on radio in Minneapolis here. And I said to him, you know what, dude, before you start talking about me, don't you think it's a good idea to actually call me up and talk to me about it before you do that? Oh, what did I say? Right? Well, I confronted him on that issue. And then I said, furthermore, I said, you're talking about the Democratic and the Republican Party. I said, why do you keep talking about that? I said, how many constitutions do we have, Bob? And he said, well, I think it's a good idea. I said, whoa, I don't care if it's a good idea because you think so. This is what's dividing the American people. Furthermore, when the Democrats and the Republicans, which, by the way, in America, there is no difference, America. It's like pro wrestling at its very worst, right? They beat each other up on the screen to entertain the people out of their dollar bills. And then what they do is they go behind closed doors and they're best of friends. That's exactly what the left and the right is doing, America. But why is it that we haven't taken heed? We have one constitution, not three. But every time they divide themselves one against another, the right and the left, who loses America every single time without fail? You do. You do. Folks, going back, a republic is based off of an empire of laws, said John Adams, laws which cannot be changed like the Medes and the Persians. As a republic, you have rights given to you by God. As a democracy, you have privileges given to you by the state, generally under a dictatorship of some form. And by the way, it's all based on an evolutionary view of government. And if you look at every state preamble in the United States of America, you receive your rights acknowledged by acknowledging God Almighty. Every state preamble, friends. President Andrew Jackson, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. The Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty, said Thomas Jefferson. We'll talk about that next week. You'll like that. For my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, said Alexander Hamilton, a system which without the finger of God could never have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. No, they all agreed with God. See, there's where our diversity lies right there. We can have different opinions, friends, but we're still rooted in the same principles. William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England, English Common Law, said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. It's real simple. And again, keep in mind Charles D. Montesquieu, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We're going to pick it up next weekend. I will save it just for the weekend show. We'll pick it up next weekend and we'll take up part two.
Now, usually during our radio program for the last couple minutes or so, we always put out a fleece for people to give to the ministry, to donate to this ministry. We are a ministry that survives upon the support of faithful listeners. Now, we have a lot of listeners who listen to the show. A lot of people listen to the Sons of Liberty radio program. There's a lot of people that get ministered to by this program, and a lot of people get ministered to by this ministry through our columns, through our events, through doing high schools, universities, tea parties, churches, festivals, prisons, you name it. We are constantly getting the word out to the masses. But what a lot of people don't understand is they always give us this, we're so glad that you're out there doing what you're doing. We're so glad that you guys are there. Well, we cannot survive and continue to do what we do without people supporting this work. We have a program that we set up called Sons and Daughters of Liberty. And what that means is when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, you commit to supporting this ministry on a monthly basis. You choose the level of commitment that's good for you, that's right for you, for your family, if the Lord's stretching you or whatever the case might be, and you support this work on a monthly basis. We rely upon that support to be able to continue to do what we do, to get out there preaching the truth. Many people, when they hear our program, they say, wow, this is like none other thing I've ever heard before. We are speaking the truth to the masses. We are making sure that we get this message out there. And they're so happy that we're here doing what we do, but we cannot do what we do without your support. So I want to give this a little more time than the average 2-minute spiel that I do at the end to say, listen, we need sons and daughters of liberty out there. We need people who can commit to saying, you know what, I'm going to support this ministry not once a year, not twice a year, sporadically. You know, as a nonprofit, you can imagine how many sporadic donations we get, but we need that consistent, faithful support. We have, you know, things that come in, obviously bills are monthly bills. We have people out there who can support this work, but who have never chose to do it for one reason or the other. Maybe they just haven't had the time or thought about it.
Can I interject something?
Yeah.
I think people are under the delusion that we're like these harlotons out there begging for money 24/7. Anybody that listens to this show knows that we do very little of that because we trust God.
That's the tail end of what we do.
But friends, there's something wrong with hearing this every place we go. How many listen to the Sons of Liberty? How many know of the Sons of Liberty? Hands going up all over the place. And friends, what I shared with you earlier is a hint as to what I'm saying, is the fact that less than 1% of 1.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church go to the young people. That's what we get to deal with. That's what we have been dealing with for the last 15 years in ministry, is the fact that if we want to do schools, guess what we had to do, friends? We had to go raise the money to do the schools because of all the federal cuts. We get people ask us all the time, hey, can you come out here? Okay, well, this is what it's going to cost. Well, we can't afford that. Okay, well, what is it that you would want us to do to make that happen for you? Well, can you help with the finances? Well, friends, you know what? There comes a point when you have so many people out there listening to the show where we just would ask you to consider to support the ministry so we wouldn't have to do that anymore.
That's right. So please do. This is how you do it. Step by step, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Choose the level of membership that's right for you, and you're good to go, and you can feel good about spreading this word and being a part of the Sons of Liberty yourself one-on-one.
Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll pick up hour two next Saturday, and love you by what we do. First down 318. See you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.